Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
We all deal with personal struggles behind closed doors, like self-doubt, feeling like we're stuck or unsure of ourselves, or even that we're settling, and so much more. And we never talk about it because we sometimes feel alone in those hard times and that maybe nobody can relate. But on this podcast, I'll be encouraging some genuine dialogue about these issues and challenging you to take accountability of your life to become the best version of yourself. I'm your host, Sensi, and this is the Secluded Thoughts Podcast. Now let's get into the episode. Welcome back to the show. I have a very, very interesting episode for you today. And the idea came from a conversation that I was just having with one of my best friends. Shout out to her, because she gives me a lot of ideas for my podcast episodes. And it's literally based off of the conversations that we have, because she's like the one person I can talk to for hours about like just growth and stuff like that. So she knows who she is. I don't know if she wants me to say her name, so I won't say it, but she will be launching a podcast soon. And believe me, I will be promoting it because I feel like y'all also need to hear what she has to say. And I'll also be interviewing her soon, so stay tuned for that. But today's episode is going to be about something that I have been struggling with over the past few days, and I was just talking to her about, and it's understanding or developing a certain level of discernment to know when you are running away from discomfort that's associated with growth versus trusting your intuition and just understanding when something does not resonate with you and is not something you're meant to do. Because here's the thing. In today's society, with social media and everything, and even with positive influences in your life, like having a mentor or just people who care about you, you're going to get a lot of suggestions from people and recommendations on what you should do and how you should do it. And it's always going to be based on their experiences and what they have dealt with, because that's all you can really speak from. So if something was successful for somebody, they're going to recommend that to you and say, well, you know, this works for me. I highly recommend you do it that way. And there's nothing wrong with that. People are just trying to help you. But what I'm realizing is I also have to be able to trust my intuition and my gut and know when to take advice from people and understand that when something doesn't resonate with me, I should just leave it. And what really made me think about this is the fact that I recently decided to switch to audio only for my podcast episodes. And the thing is, I took the advice of creating the YouTube channel and distributing my podcast on YouTube, not just to reach more people, but also because I did want to start a YouTube channel in order to grow my brand and really reach more people for the message that I'm trying to put out there. And the thing is, I just had a different vision for myself. I want to use the YouTube to do other things or to be creative in other ways that also aligned with the main message and the purpose of the podcast, which is to help you take accountability of your life and bridge the gap between where you are and where you want to be. But I had a different idea of what I wanted to do on YouTube. And because I was told that I should make the video episodes, I just jumped into it. And I quickly, I don't want to say plateaued, but I don't know. It just didn't work out for me, y'all. And the thing is, you can never say I didn't try, because I did 9 video episodes on YouTube, right? So I tried it. And I was struggling for the longest time with trying to discern whether I was running away from the growth or running away from the discomfort of putting myself out there, since I'm naturally introverted and I didn't necessarily want to have a camera presence like that. I was really struggling to figure out, am I running away because it's outside of my comfort zone, or is my intuition just telling me that I have a different vision for you? I have a different path I want you to take with YouTube. Because if you go on my YouTube channel, you'll see that I also have apartment videos that I really like making. I really like creating, because my YouTube channel, I want it to be like documenting the physical manifestation of me bridging the gap between where I am and where I want to be. So it's not just me talking to you on the podcast. Like, I am literally creating a brand right now, where on the podcast, you can get all of the advice. You can feel like, you know, I'm talking to you in your own home and get all of the tea. And then on YouTube, I want it to be like, okay, now you get to see me actually implement these things. You get to see me upgrade different parts of my life. Like, that's literally the vision I have. That's where I intended to take it. And because so many people told me to just start the YouTube and make it video episodes, I did that. And I just don't like doing it. And I thought about it so much. I'm like, am I running away from it because maybe I don't have the right systems in place and I don't like doing all of the stuff on the back end? Because here's the thing, generally speaking, when you are doing something and you add something else to the pot that requires more effort from you, you are going to slow down a little bit while you figure out how to make that process efficient. So the best way I can explain it is with my podcast. When I started the podcast, I had to figure out how to create a good system to get my audio episodes out every Sunday. And I had a good system going. I found editors and everything was smooth. Now I have a video component and I have to figure out how to make everything work for that part before I can elevate and do other things. So I was really struggling to think, am I just running away because it's a lot of work and it's uncomfortable and I'm an introvert and I'd rather sit here in my bonnet while I record episodes and just be comfortable and that's nobody's business? Or is my intuition just trying to tell me that, hey, I gave you a different vision. I need you to follow it. I need you to filter out what other people are saying, you know, because I appreciate and I respect the advice of the podcasters in my circle 100%. But I was literally sitting there beating myself up like, am I running away from this? Am I pulling back because of discomfort? I can't quit. I don't want to be a failure. And I don't think it's a failure in a sense that it didn't work out, but a failure in a sense that I gave up too soon. So I was talking to my friend about this and she was like, listen, I'm your friend and I know you. When I watch your video episodes, I can see that you're not 100% comfortable with it yet. And I'm surprised you jumped into it this quick, but of course I support you and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, you are absolutely right. Like, I feel like you can actually tell that I'm not as comfortable with the videos as the audio. And here's the thing, that's like growth, right? That's a natural phase of growth. Just getting more comfortable with the discomforts. Like, you're placed in a new environment, you have to adapt. That's normal. I'm not saying I'm running away because it is hard. I'm saying I just have a different vision. So that's what I want to talk to y'all about today. Understanding the discernment between these two things. Are you running away from something because it's hard? Or is your intuition telling you that you should do other things? So on one hand, we have this whole feeling of running away from the discomfort that comes with the growth, right? Think about, like, I want you to think about, is there anything in your life where you are growing and it's uncomfortable and you're thinking of scaling back? I want you to keep that in mind as we go through this episode. For reference purposes, obviously, my podcast will be my example because I'm literally going through this as we speak, like in the moment. That's like my current struggle. So I don't necessarily have the answers, but I just felt like somebody might be able to resonate with this. Sometimes when you decide that you want to grow, you want to put yourself in a different position to elevate, it's going to be very uncomfortable, right? And not sometimes, actually, all the time, because growth is uncomfortable. You have to step outside of your comfort zone. And before you give up and you quit and you say things are hard, I want you to really think, are you pulling back just because it's hard? Are you pulling back just because the growth is too uncomfortable and you naturally want to just run back in your shell? Like, especially if you're an introvert like me, are you pulling back because of that? Or is your intuition telling you something else? Like, let's talk about your intuition, guys. Let's talk about your intuition. I have a few episodes coming on your intuition because I have been learning to trust my intuition this past month. And the breakthroughs that I've had, the things that I have learned, like, it's literally mind-blowing. So I'll be talking about some of these things in future episodes. But let's talk about the intuition portion of this, because that's really what I want to talk about. So you know what? We're just going to change gears and we're going to focus on the intuition part. I wanted to touch on both, but I just feel like I have more to say about the intuition. So let us talk about trusting your intuition. Let's talk about when things just don't resonate with you. Now, like I said, when you are doing something new that you want to do, there's going to be discomfort, right? And as you get guidance from people, or whether it's like unsolicited advice, as some people often like to give, whether it's welcomed or unwelcomed, people are going to make suggestions on how you should do things, right? But all of that is based on what has worked for them. It may not work for you. It may not be aligned with what you want to do. You have to know first what it is you are trying to do. So then you can sift through all of the information that people will give you and you can pull out what is relevant and just, you know, ignore what isn't. And I feel like the reason why I think that it's my intuition and it's not me running away, because number one, I'm not giving up and saying, you know what, this is hard and I don't want to deal with all of this, so I'm just going to stop. Nor am I saying it's 100% off the table, because the thing is, I might start back making video episodes too, right? It's not completely off of the table. I just want to say, you know, let me scale back and stop doing what people expect of me and let me try my hand at doing what my intuition told me. Let me try my hand at bringing my vision to life first and see where that gets me. Let me stop going against the grain. So that's number one, right? You know it's your intuition when you're not giving up everything completely. You just don't feel right about doing a specific part of the process that people keep telling you that you should do. And again, if you're anything like me, I need you to not beat yourself up and feel like you are quitting or doing things wrong or giving up. Not all of us are meant to do things the same way. What might work for somebody else might not work for you. You can try it, right? Don't just take it off the table completely without trying it. But if you tried it and it feels like it's not working, don't beat yourself up and be like, oh, well, you're quitting, you're giving up, you're a failure, you're doing things wrong. That's literally what I have been telling myself. I have been so hard on myself because I'm like, am I giving up? I don't want to feel like I'm quitting. I don't want to, you know, like, I don't want to say that I don't appreciate this advice that my mentor is giving me. All I'm saying is I want to try doing it a different way first. I want to just try things my way. I tried things your way. I just want to try things my way for a second because my intuition is telling me that I should do it differently. My intuition gave me a vision that I don't see anybody else doing. So there's no point of reference. I can't necessarily look for or research and see how other people are doing it to see how I might do it or how I might tailor it and get advice. It's like new to me. So I thought it was wrong, or I thought like maybe I should go with other people's advice. But let me tell you something. Sometimes the things you are called to do, sometimes what your intuition tells you to do might not be something you have seen before. And you have to learn how to just trust that. Because one thing about your intuition, it's going to keep sending you the same messages until you get it, right? It's going to keep telling you the same thing until you get it. And if you keep avoiding it, nothing else is going to work out. Everything else is going to drain you. Everything else is going to fail if you keep going against the grain. And that's the thing. That's the other thing. If you are in that position and the discomfort you are feeling is not necessarily fear or being afraid, and you know, oh, you know what? That's it. That's the thing. Yo, I'm literally speaking off the top of my head right now. So like things are just coming to me. That is it. That's how I feel like you differentiate. If it's fear-based, like if the reason you are pulling back is because of fear, then that's definitely a sign that you are running away from the discomfort, from growth. And it's not anything else. You are just afraid, so you're running away and you're running back into your shell. But if it's your intuition telling you that this is not for you, what it's going to feel like is like picture yourself doing a marathon and it's uphill. Can you imagine running a marathon uphill? Like, just think about that. Think about running uphill versus downhill. It's so easy to run downhill to the point where you don't even have to like put so much effort and energy because gravity will naturally like keep sending you down. So it's a lot easier to go down a hill than try to run up a hill. And that's literally what it feels like when you are going against your intuition. It's going to be harder than usual because that's not what you are meant to be doing. And that's literally how I feel. I don't know if it's like not what I'm meant to be doing right now and it's trying to redirect me somewhere else in the meantime, and then I can start doing video episodes again. But that's literally how it feels right now. It feels like I'm trying to run a marathon uphill. And there's a lot of tension and there's a lot of resistance because it just doesn't feel right. You have to learn to trust your intuition. That is what I have been learning how to do the past few weeks. And the thing is, it's hard. It's hard because, you know, it might not be as easy to take heed of what your intuition is telling you, but it's so necessary. Your life will be so much easier if you just trust your intuition and you stop trying to run uphill. There is like so much resistance for me saying, let me create a video episode for my podcast. Like, it's crazy. You have no idea. Because here's the thing, I used to be afraid to do it and then I did it and I'm fine with it now, right? There's no fear. So it's not like me running away from the growth. It was just a feeling of discomfort and uneasiness because I felt like that's not necessarily what I should be doing. Like, the amount of comfort and sass and energy I can give to an audio only episode is so different from video. Like, I'm sitting here on my couch right now recording this with the mic and I'm using like my hands. I'm giving like a lot of energy. I'm feeling great right now that it's audio only because all I have to worry about is the mic. And I can do whatever I want. But with the video, I couldn't even relax because I'm worried about not hitting the mic, or is the mic blocking the shot? Is this a good camera shot? Like, it's so much other stuff. And I felt like what I have to say is more important. The value that I am providing, the things that I say, the way it helps people, because people do reach out to me and tell me that it's helpful. And that's really why I do it. I do it to try to help people. I don't do it to try to create an aesthetically pleasing product. And the idea I have for YouTube is so that y'all can say, okay, you know what? I really like this podcast. It's really helping me get my life together. I want something a little more. I want to actually see this in action. I want to actually see somebody who has said that she almost committed suicide at 16 years old and now she is literally living the life that she wants to live. I want to see what that looks like. That is what I plan on bringing to YouTube. That is how I plan on showing up on YouTube. I have literally so many plans and so many things that I plan to do in terms of becoming that best version of myself. And don't get me wrong, like I said, I believe that I am the best version of myself presently, but obviously we always grow, we always evolve. But in terms of my evolution, I have an idea of what I want that to look like and a plan for doing that, etc., etc. And I'm just saying, instead of just talking to you and giving you the audio, if you're fine with the audio only, obviously just keep listening. It's going to keep coming every Sunday like clockwork. But with the YouTube, I really want to give y'all a documentary on what exactly this looks like. And I want to literally show y'all, this is how you become the best version of yourself. This is how you take accountability. Yes, I said it in episode 5, in episode 6, whatever, and look at me doing it right now. I feel like when you can actually look at people creating the life they want for themselves, when you can actually see a behind the scenes, when you can see that people are human and they make mistakes and they struggle and they fumble and all of that, that makes it more relatable. You feel like you can actually level up. You feel like you can actually do what they are doing, but in your version, right? Not trying to be like me, but trying to be the best version of you. It makes you feel like you can do that because you now get inspired. That's the direction, or that's the vision that my intuition gave to me for my YouTube channel. So I just, you know what? I had to just say, you know what? I am going to stop beating myself up over feeling like I'm quitting or giving up or doing things wrong or disappointing people or looking like a failure. And I just have to trust my intuition. And that's what I want for you, because you know what? A lot of people are going to tell you what to do in life and how to do it. And you have to be able to have the discernment to say, okay, well, this part is relevant. I can do this part. But that other part, it just doesn't resonate with me. It doesn't resonate, so I'm choosing not to do it. And some of it will sound like sound advice. That's the thing. Some of it will really sound like sound advice. It's great advice even, but that doesn't mean it's the advice for you. It doesn't mean that that's what you should do with your life. The first thing you need to do is be very clear on who you are and what you want so you can have better discernment and know what to sift through and what to take and what to leave. And that's all I'm trying to say. That is all I'm trying to convey. That's what I'm learning how to do. And I'm making this episode in case you need it so it can help you. And yes, I said that intentionally so it can rhyme. But anyway, love, I could go on for hours and hours on this topic, on this conversation about trusting your intuition and knowing what's right for you and what's not. But I'm just going to end it here and give you time to reflect in case there is something in your life that fits this description. And even if you aren't going through something specific or something major like that, I promise you, it will come about eventually, and it probably presents itself in subtle ways because, like I said, people always have something to say. People always have a suggestion. Just trust your intuition. Trust your intuition. It's there to help you. That's all for this week. I will talk to you next Sunday.
Thank you for listening to the Secluded Thoughts podcast.
If you liked this episode, please show your support by leaving a 5-star rating and a review to help me reach more people. And also screenshot this episode and tag me on Instagram at secluded.thoughts. If you want to join in on the conversation, be sure to subscribe to my YouTube channel at Secluded Thoughts and leave a comment on the episode. You can also see what I'm up to there and have a real insight into my life while I get my shit together. Thanks again for listening, and I will talk to you next week.